This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for November the 30th, 2022. The name of the patient is Joe de Sprague. The last name is Sierra Papa Roger Alpha Golf Uniform Echo Sprague. First name Joe, J-O-D-E. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that has a history of CKD stage 3-4. Space A1. Chronic kidney disease, stage 4, A1. The most likely situation is that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and aging process, period. The last determination of the kidney function that was done in November the 23rd, 2022, the serum creatinine is 2.6 and the BUN is 64 and the estimated the GFR is 21 mLs per minute, period. The patient might be a little bit on the dry side because the BUN creatinine ratio is elevated. Period. The urinalysis is without activity in the urinary sediment, and the amount of protein in the urine is negligible. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 116 over 64. This patient that is 6'1", weighs 137 pounds. He says that his appetite is poor and he takes protein shakes and he has been active and he feels good. Number three, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism. Number four, hyperuricemia, the uric acid is 6 mg/cl, following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, following number, hyperlipidemia, under control with the administration of statins. The following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency, the vitamin D3 level is above 100. We are going to change the vitamin D3000 to every other day. Following number, anemia of chronic kidney disease, followed by the cancer center. At the present time, the hemoglobin is 9.5, and he has an appointment in 2 weeks. Following number, a history of atrial fibrillation status post-Watchman device procedure. The patient remains stable. We're going to reevaluate in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes and in the documentation 7 minutes.